They know the rules, they're firm with the rules, but they're also flexible and fair enough to recognize that this could be a situation where you give some grace. And if they get attacked, they don't make it about themselves. They're fair, they're impartial, they're respectful. And doing all that maintains that healthy chat environment where people feel free to engage. The most important thing you want as a streamer is that people show up, they want to engage, they're excited to engage, they feel free to share what's going on.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of TACO, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Are you a creator or streamer who's trying to run your community alone? I know that I did that for a while during my Facebook streaming years, and then just as I was trying to break into Twitch. I'll share afterwards about a time that was really hard when I first started with Twitch, but that's for later. First, if you're looking for help, someone to help you share the load of running that community, you're looking for a moderator. And if you're like me, you just aren't 100% sure how to find and train one. Listen to this then. Four things that make a great Twitch moderator. Take it away, Ninja.
Christian content creators provide more than entertainment. We all know that. If you listen to any podcast, you know that it's more than entertainment. It's in its purest form, they also offer hope and guidance and sanctuary for individuals that are dealing with personal life struggles, mental health issues, loneliness, disability, relationship issues, people who just need support, need friendship, people who are seeking God. It's bigger. Yes, the game is being played. Yes, the food is being cooked. Yes, the picture's being drawn, whatever it is. But it's more than that. Right? Therefore, when we reach out to these vulnerable people, when they come into our stream, it's crucial to have a safe and consistent chat environment. We want to create spaces where people feel a sense of belonging, right? One that allows individuals to express themselves freely, enjoy the content, share their burdens, ask questions, seek comfort without the fear of being embarrassed or rejected or criticized or harassed or judged, like they are or they feel they are in so many other places of their life. We want to be different. We want to be safe for them. The problem is that the internet is full of people who, for whatever reason and for a bunch of reasons, make it harder than it needs to be. If you've been on the internet, then you know that's true. There are people out there that their entertainment is to simply be miserable. They want to start fights. They want to be mean. The worst parts of their heart come shining through because they don't have accountability, right? In Twitch, it's a little even harder because we're a live stream, right? The service is a live stream and it happens in real time and anyone in the world can join chat, which makes it far more challenging. As a Christian content creator, you're going to face all kinds of troubles. Like, there's going to be trolls who are going to come in and try to mock you, belittle your faith, make offensive comments about Christianity, bait you into, you know, arguments without any desire to learn or to agree. They just want you to set you off and make you upset. They're going to be people who come into chat with irrelevant or inappropriate messages. They just come out of nowhere. They have no connection to your content. They're trying to sell stuff, right? There are people who just walk in, non sequiturs all over the place, have absolutely no connection to the chat, and there they are. What do you do with them? There are scam artists who are going to try to fish for personal information so they can dox you or put harmful links in chat. There are hateful people who are going to put offensive languages and slur and hate speech. They're going to target the streamer with persistent unwanted attention or bullying. They're chatters who try to impersonate other viewers or other streamers, and they want to cause confusion and harm. And then there's just like the disruptive trolls that mess with the stream by making false reports, or they lie about technical issues, or they're spamming commands or channel awards. They're even raiding their whole community over. It's called a hate raid, where the army just, they're trolls of, the army of trolls are just like spreading misery. That's what they want to do. And so therefore, as a streamer, what can you do to stop all that potential danger happening live? Well, you can do a lot. You can set up effective chatbots. You can have other software solutions. You can do things to your stream to hopefully make it safer. But the real heroes that make the stream fun and safe and effective are the moderators, lovingly known as mods. The mods play this crucial role in cultivating the culture of a stream, ensuring the atmosphere is respectful and professional and kind. They work to ensure that every chat interaction reflects the streamer's vision for how they want their community to be. For Christian, regardless of whether they're playing Call of Duty or Stardew Valley or cooking their dinner live, the mods make sure that the love that is at the heart of this calling as a digital missionary is protected. And it helps create community that the streamer and everybody who comes in can be connected together. Every streamer I know will tell you that the difference between their success and failure, for them enjoying the stream or not, for them being able to have confidence or not, or for them to wanting to even get on stream or not, is often comes down to how excellent their moderation team is. The passion that they have, the commitment they have, the joy that they bring. So for this episode, I'm going to talk about the four responsibilities of a great moderator, and then like six different mod personalities. But before I do that, I want to start by saying this. Well, I'm going to describe what it seems like a very big job, right? You might get overwhelmed when listening to this and be like, wow, I can't be a mod. That is too big. I want you to know that every streamer will say the same thing, and that's you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to show up for every hour of every stream. You don't need to be the master of every part of moderating. That's why there's a team, multiple people with multiple gifts, and that's why I'm going to be talking about that those mod personalities. But there is stuff you need to know and things that hopefully will make you a better moderator. So streams and mods aren't like employer-employee. They're not like leader and servant. The creator might be the face of the channel, might do most of the work. But when it comes to the stream, to the community building, every good streamer sees their moderation team as partners. The streamer might be the captain or the coach, but they know they cannot win without everyone else on the team. And so therefore, let's start with this, four things that make a great Twitch moderator. Number one, to be a great Twitch moderator, you need to be supportive of the streamer's vision. Okay. Number one, most mods I know work with multiple streamers, not just one. And that's great. That's awesome. That's super helpful. But one of the qualifications of being a really great mod is loyalty to the streamer and the channel's mission, their vision, their goals, right? You might have some that you go to regularly or you rotate through, but when you show up to that stream, you're consistent. You understand the community culture that the streamer's trying to make. You get the concept, the vision, the general direction, where the content's going to go. You're excited by the streamer's potential, what they're hoping to accomplish, you want to make it life easier for them so that everybody can grow, because you know their vision is a positive one and you want to be part of it, right? You get it. You're supportive. You're consistent. You're there. So like, for example, say the culture, right? So the streamer, you know what they expect. You know what the kind of the culture is when it comes to, say, the language. In some streams, it's going to be strictly family friendly, right? It's going to have no words, and that's just the way it is. But there are also going to be some streams that are okay with swearing, or okay with hard language, or okay with really difficult questions or whatever, because it matches what the streamer is trying to do. It matches their vision. It matches the audience they're trying to build. And it's the mod's job. It's part of the mod situation to be able to go, okay, no, that's cool in this stream. That's cool right here. Or that is very not cool. You need to understand what the streamer is looking for, what the content creator is trying to build. And you're excited about it. Second thing is, like, you would know their commands. Like, you're familiar with the channel commands. You support the streamer with relevant help, right? You know the vision. You know what's going to happen. And so you're like, I know how to make this better. For example, they say something like, check out my YouTube channel. And one of the mods always kind of jumps in and throws up the link so that people can see it. The chat can go there. Or on some channels, there's like a death counter. And it's often the mods that kind of keep up to date with that little quick command. Or if things are moving too quickly and the streamer's getting behind, they enable slow mode so everyone can participate, right? They get the culture, they get the understanding, and they use the commands to be able to support the streamer and make everything work together. Streamers are often busy with a whole bunch of things like happening all at once. So a really good mod is going to promote that streamer's vision by like sharing upcoming events, inviting chatters to their Discord, reinforcing the rules, reminding about previous conversations or moments that the streamer might have forgotten, or when the opportunity arises, extending an invitation to join the streamer in a whatever other part of content they're having, not just on Twitch, right, or social media or YouTube, right? They get it. Their heart is engaged. Their mind is engaged. They really feel supportive, and what they want to do is to bolster what the streamer's trying to do. That's number one. Number two is that they're actively engaged. A great Twitch mod will be welcoming to new viewers, remembering the regulars, helping new members to feel like they're part of the community. They're kind of like click breakers, right? They step out of their role as audience member and they take on the role of host to try to keep the chat friendly and positive and everybody having a good time. They're active in chat, which means that when the trolls come in, they're actually deterred because they see that little sword icon go by all the time and they just know they're not going to get away with anything. The mods are active. The mods are there. It means the community is happier and safer and more connected. And it also means that the trolls are a little too scared to jump in sometimes. Good mods will often make sure that they're communicating with the streamer and other mods before, during, and after stream. Right? That's part of it too, is that they are engaged, not just during stream, but like before and after too. They'll ask the streamer questions about something that happened, ask if they've followed up on something that they'd promised to do, or they will send a note, right, to about something that needs to be fixed before the next stream. This happens to me all the time. I'm constantly forgetting to do things. And my mod team, somebody's going to be like, did you remember to do this? Have you done that yet? You know, you said this was going to happen. Did you remind everybody, right? Or what do you think of this? What if we did this? They're engaged. They're active. They'll also usually have their own like special moderation channel on Discord where they can have private conversations with each other, the mod team having conversations with each other about some kind of situation that's arising live so they can talk about it behind the scenes and then provide a united front. That requires action, that requires activity, that requires being willing to pay attention. They'll have at least the corner of their eye on the stream. Right? You don't have to be like constantly staring at chat and constantly staring at the stream and just always super 1,000% engaged. But when you are, and even if you're at work or you're doing something there on the side, you've got the audio on, you've got your corner of your eye on the stream, and they can kind of quickly alert the streamer if something's like going technically wrong. They're engaged. They get it. They're not muted and have the person behind the, on a different window. Part of being an actively engaged mod is not only engaging the viewers, but jumping in and answering common questions when the streamer's doing something else. Asking new viewers to give the streamer a minute to answer because they're busy right now. Telling them that the streamer's occupied assures them and say, no, he'll check chat or she'll check chat, I promise. Just give them a moment, right? This fosters that positive experience and it helps the streamer be way less stressed out, right? That active engagement of going, it's okay, you know, be here, they get it, they see it. It also means when chat gets quiet, they initiate some conversations. They ask a question, they share some kind of relevant news or information, they tell a story, they do something that kind of energizes the chat, you know, sets something off. Some are going to even organize little games or challenges during the stream. right? Just to do something. Like, for example, they can say something like, the first person to get the streamer laugh gets a prize, right? Gets some channel points or gets something. Or maybe they've worked out beforehand that there's like a game code they can give away if things get a little bit quiet. Or when the streamer's away from the desk, they use their channel commands to keep people entertained. On my stream, I have something called How Bonkers Are You, right? And so as soon as I hit pause, all of a sudden that starts going up and the new people and the old people and everybody together sees that and they start punching in commands to keep things going, keep the energy up while I'm having a break. The third thing is that they are fair but firm with the rules. A great Twitch mod needs to be able to kind of read the room, so to speak. So to know when they need to drop the hammer, know when they need to be patient with someone who might need more time to express themselves, or they're struggling to communicate, or they're going through something really difficult and they're just not getting it out right. They're level-headed, they're self-controlled, they handle criticism, right? The harsh comments that come to them, they don't take things personally, they don't get sucked into the arguments by a troll, or do they ever try to win the conversation by, you know, timing someone out or banning them because they're so fragile in their ego? They know the rules, they're firm with the rules, but they're also flexible and fair enough to recognize that this could be a situation where you give some grace. And if they get attacked, they don't make it about themselves. They're fair, they're impartial, they're respectful. And doing all that maintains that healthy chat environment where people feel free to engage. The most important thing you want as a streamer is that when people show up, they want to engage. They're excited to engage. They feel free to share what's going on. And as a Christian streamer, you want them to even be vulnerable. So when these vulnerable people show up and they feel engaged, you're going to be able to change lives. If they're having a rough day, if they're facing some kind of mental health challenge, or they have trauma, or they struggle with communication, because the mod team is on, because the mod team is fair, because they follow the rules, those people can feel safe. Because regardless of their status, regardless of how long they've been part of the community, everyone's playing by the same rules. They feel protected. This also means that the moderators have looked up how to use the moderation commands and all the shortcuts so they can be quick to protect the chat from an attack or to efficiently enforce the rules that the streamer has established, right? Someone shows up, they've got their finger on the button. They don't have to worry about it. If someone comes in and they're causing problems, suddenly they're taking a look and they're in the moderation Discord channel being like, hey, this guy's being a little skeezy. What's going on here? What do we think about this? They're ready, right? They're active and they know the commands to be able to take care of it quickly. Sometimes, no matter how good the mod is at thinking on their feet and handling situations when they arise, right? They also have to be willing to be the bad guy when necessary to go, you know what? Drop the warning, drop the timeout, ban the person. They're not hot-headed. They're not a pushover. Their priority is to protect the streamer, the chat, and the vision of what their channel, what the content's trying to get to. And they do that by being fair, by being consistent, being flexible, but being firm with the rules. And number four is a good moderator, a great moderator demonstrates discretion and humility. A great mod not only handles chat carefully, but does it without power tripping, without trying to, you know, main character the stream by drawing attention to themselves or drawing attention to their mod status. They're the first one to drop a hot topic if things are getting out of control, right? If they find themselves sucked in, they're the ones to drop it. They allow drama to die down without sparking it up again. They never gossip or slander people who have been troublemakers in the chat. They let it go. They're discreet with the information they know because they've been there so long. They've been part of the stream. They kind of know everybody. They remember the troubles that happened a while back when someone comes in, and they're discreet, so they don't share stuff. They're not dumping people's laundry out simply because they know it. They ask questions when they don't know something. They admit their mistakes, and they ask forgiveness for it. They are servant-hearted towards the streamer and the chat. That is a great moderator. They are humble. They are a Christ-like servant. So for example, if a mod makes a mistake, like accidentally timing out the wrong person, sharing the wrong information, starting up some kind of drama, they are very quick to admit their mistake, to apologize, to correct it as soon as possible, right? They get it over with real quick. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to. That was my bad. An example of like discretion would be, say someone, you know, comes in and starts talking about private stuff or is discussing things that are a little bit too deep, a little bit outside of what would be appropriate in a stream. Well, the moderation team tries to protect that person from sharing too much, maybe jumps into their whispers, jumps into a DM and says, hey, listen, you know, you might be getting a little too deep in there. Let me protect you. And also, you know, like, why don't you talk to us in the Discord? It's a lot more secure there, right? They have discretion. And then when they remember the things that are going on that are a little are more difficult, they don't bring it up. You know, they don't drop it. They don't try to spark the chat by using drama. Okay. So to end the stream today, I want to share different types of mod personalities. And I'm hoping this is fun. I hope it's creative. I want it to be a way that you can see that there are a lot of different ways to be a great Twitch moderator. Things that will fit your personal personality, you, to make the stream better. You don't have to be all things to all people. You don't have to be the master of all the rules. You can be yourself. You can enjoy the stream at the level of commitment that works for you. So here are some great types of mods. This is different types of mods. So the first one is the Guardian Angel mod. Okay, the Guardian Angel mod is the embodiment of protection and support. They're like the paladins and the healers of the chat. They uphold the community's moral standards. They provide assistance when needed. Right? They may not spend a lot of time chatting or sharing information or using commands or doing reminders, but they are quick to jump in and shield the stream from any negative influences. They're swift to offer a helping hand to ensure the streamer can focus, delivering content without distraction. Right? Let's say that a viewer starts spamming the chat with inappropriate messages. The Guardian Angel mod just kind of swoops in, removes the images and removes the messages, and then if necessary times out the user to prevent further interruption. Right? Often with a very minimum amount of interaction. They just kind of zip in, deal with the situation and zip out. They don't sit there for a long time, they don't have to be super engaged, but they feel a sense of guardianship over top of it. Pathfinder mod is like this adventurous spirit who's charting the course for the community, right? They're like quest givers in a role-playing game. They're the ones who initiate conversations. They're the ones who want to keep the chat lively when the streamer's preoccupied. They try to steer conversations back to the relevant topics that things are on when things start to veer off course. A Pathfinder mod, for a practical example, would notice that there's a lull in chat and they just throw in something to start a discussion or talk about some kind of recent event in the gaming community or remind everybody about an inside joke or some kind of community moment, trying to reinvigorate the conversation. They're the Pathfinder. They're really looking to see if they can make sure everybody's involved and everybody's on the same page and we're all moving forward. When it stops, they make sure that there's something to do. The next is the Chronicler mod. The Chronicler mod are like the historians of the stream. They keep records of the community's significant events and conversations. They ensure that nothing important is lost to the sands of time. They manage chat logs. They remember prayer requests. They keep track of testimonies. They create a living archive of the stream's journey. If someone says something really nice, they kind of keep track of it so it can become a testimonial. They're the ones that remember special events and anniversaries and key moments and the things the streamer and the community kind of agreed to. They are the chronicler. They remember that stuff. That's important to them. So, for example, a Chronicler mod would be one who takes note of a particularly impactful conversation that happened. Maybe it's about faith, and it happened in chat. It was during the stream. And then they make sure that it's clipped, and then it's highlighted, and then it's referenced in future streams to inspire ongoing reflection. Hey, remember what happened yesterday? Remember last week this came up? Or they can even tell the streamer that that topic kind of keeps coming up. Maybe they haven't noticed, but this keeps coming up. This might be a good idea for a future video. This might be a good idea for a future stream because they remember. Remembering is important to the Chronicler mod. The Sage. The Sage Mod is the wise sort of mentors of the community. They're the ones who share their knowledge and experience, and they're guiding the new mods. They're guiding the viewers. They offer advice and support, sometimes not necessarily life advice, but they're the ones who, you know, they're older, they've been around, so they're happy to share their life advice. But often they also want to help people navigate the challenges of streaming, right? The challenges of being a moderator, the challenges of using Twitch as a new user to help people find their place in the community, right? They just want to make sure that people are mentored and guided in a safe way. When they're all, someone's all confused, I don't know how to do this, what do I do? They're the ones who want to help in or jump in and answer questions and guide people. Sage Mod would like take a new mod under their wing, sending them messages about the nuances of the community's rules and culture. And this is what we would do. And this is what I would do. This was really good. This could have been done better. They talk about enforcing the rules effectively. Or if, say, someone's new to Twitch, they come in, they haven't used Twitch before, and they don't understand something. How do you use the channel rewards? How do you use all the commands? What's going on here? They're the ones who want to step in and say, hey, you know what? Let me teach you how to do that. I'll send you a whisper. I'll DM you to show you how to do that. Because they know that the streamer is passionate about that. They care about that stuff. They want to make sure that person's comfortable and taken care of. But they've got other things to do. They're in the middle of the stream. And so the sage wants to step in and take care of that person. The Spirit Lifter. The Spirit Lifter mod are like the cheerleaders of chat. They're the ones who bring that infectious enthusiasm to stream. They're the ones always celebrating every victory with emotes and channel rewards and sound effects. And they're offering words of encouragement when they see the streamer's attitude start to fall or they're starting to get down on themselves. They're the ones who step in and are like, hey, you're doing a great job. You know what? Why don't you take a break? Hey, it's not that bad. It's okay. Right? They're always trying to ensure that the streamer and the community feel supported and valued. They want to lift spirits. So for example, when the streamer or even someone in the chat gets a win, has a positive thing happen in their life, achieves a milestone, the Spirit Lifter mod leads the chat in congratulating the streamer, throws up a bunch of special emotes, makes a sound effect, clips the achievement. That way that person feels special. Their whole thing is I want people to feel special and valued. And then there's the sheriff. The sheriff mod is the one who cares the most about making sure everyone in chat is following the rules. They may not be the most chatty, they may not be the most encouraging, but they are quick thinkers and they're able to react to difficult situations on the fly and they're not afraid to be assertive, make tough decisions when necessary. When everyone else is celebrating a raid, their eyes are on the chat and their fingers above the emergency shield button just in case. When folks in chat are having fun, they back off. They let it happen, but are known to the group as the one who has no problem enforcing the community rules when necessary, when things get out of line, usually without even entering into an argument. They simply give a warning and tell someone they're close to stepping out of line. Now, granted, that's got to be careful when it comes to the culture, but there are these people. There are good people who are willing to sit there and go, you know what? I just want to make sure everybody's playing by the rules because I'm so sick of having people hurt streamers and hurt chat. So I'm the sheriff. That's what I do. And that's okay. The diplomat. And let me just kind of back up to the sheriff again and just say the reason the sheriff exists is for the sake of the community, not for themselves, right? They're not power tripping. They just want to make sure everybody's having fun and taken care of. The last one's the diplomat. The diplomat mod is sort of this person who really cares about discretion and sensitivity. They understand and respect the unique culture and the norms of the community that they're moderating, and they want to make sure everyone feels respected and valuable. So they're the ones who handle sensitive information and situations without drawing unnecessary attention. They ensure the chatter feels safe. They ensure the streamer feels safe. They don't really share too much, right? The streamer starts falling off the edge and starts sharing too much. Those are the ones who are like, hey, maybe not, this isn't a great place to do that. Or say the chatter starts dumping. The diplomat's like, I think there might be a better place for us to do that. You know, I care about you. I want you to feel better. This might not be the best place. Say if a new viewer starts using language or bringing up topics that don't jive with the community, like it's not what the community does, the diplomat will privately message them, explain the culture, ask them to adjust their behavior. Hey, you know what? We'd love to have you here, but this isn't really the best place for what you're doing. So we'd love to have you stay. But if you don't want to, that's okay. Say a Christian streamer who's gaming or is talking about spiritual stuff, right? They do that sometimes, but then someone comes in and they want to do theological discussions. They want to come and argue about the Bible. The diplomat mod will step in and say, hey, listen, that's a great question. This isn't really the stream for that. We're more about that positive, supportive environment for everyone. We don't really do hot topics here. You're welcome to stay if you're interested in what we're doing. If not, you may want to find a different kind of streamer, right? A diplomatic approach. Or say a viewer is sharing personal information, they will delete the message really quickly, let the viewer know about the importance of online safety. Hey, that was a little too far. I just want to keep you safe. I want to make sure you feel loved, but also safe. And they do it in a kind, gentle, but meaningful way. All right. So that's the end of the episode. Did I miss anything? Do you have any questions? If so, let me know by joining the Taco Discord and putting your questions there or letting me know what I missed. If you go there, you're going to find a bunch of creators in there. People who just love Christian streamers, people who are Christian streamers, people who want to talk about content creation, and folks that are just awesome. Like, it's a really good Discord. If you're a streamer who's looking for a moderator, or you want to try to let people know what's involved, maybe share this episode with them. You know, say this is what a moderator's like, and then have a chat about it together. And if you are a Twitch mod already, I hope you learned something, and I want to thank you so much for what you do. As a streamer, I know that I could not do what I do without you.
Okay, so I promised you guys in the first half there a little story. So I streamed for about 2 years on Facebook gaming streaming, doing a similar thing to this. It wasn't quite as fleshed out. The community wasn't as big or as involved in helping me with things. So I was doing a lot of it on my own. But one of my close viewers, one of my regular viewers, who had some experience with streaming in the past, suggested, hey, you know what? You probably would get a little bit more traction. You might have a more active community if you switched over to Twitch. And I hummed and hawed over it for a long time. And I said, I don't know. I've got an established thing here. I do have followers. I do have a few regular viewers, and I'd feel bad leaving them behind. Anyway, that's not what this episode's about. What happened was, when I finally did decide to dip my toes into Twitch, one of my very first streams, I was playing Monopoly on the Xbox 360 with my wife and our, I don't know, at the time, I think she would have been 9 years old, daughter. And one of the comments that came through on the stream was, for lack of a better word and to not get too graphic, was disgusting. Made me feel sick to read it. And luckily the auto moderator on Twitch caught it and blocked it. Nobody in chat saw it. My wife and daughter who was sitting there didn't see it because I clicked block and deleted it almost instantaneously. But I left Twitch. That was one of my first few and last for a while streams on the Twitch platform. I wasn't ready to see something like that, and I didn't have other people there moderating. I didn't have help. I didn't have somebody to say, hey, you know what, these things happen, don't take it personally, you know, try and move on, as awful as the comment was. It just kind of shook me. And I eventually did come back to Twitch, and I haven't had anywhere near the same kinds of comments or issues so far. And that's just, I guess I attribute that to God's goodness and his protection. But it can be hard if you try and go it alone, if you aren't prepared for what can happen there. And that's where having a good moderator team can be really helpful. That and a good prayer team. And again, that's not what this episode is about, but surround yourself with good people. So what I took away from this was some things for streamers. I know the episode was a lot about teaching moderators how to moderate better, but I wanted to reflect and give a couple notes on things that I think you can do as the streamer and as the moderator as well. This is a partnership, right? As Christian Ninja said, some things that you can do to help each other be successful. So as a streamer, to help your moderators be more successful, if you want them to support your vision and your mission, you need to do a good job of making it clear what your vision and your mission are. What do you want the culture in your community to be like? And communicate to that that to them effectively so that they can carry it out when you're busy or when, you know, they're in moderating chat and various different things. Number two was keep them actively engaged. If you want them to be engaged in the community, engaged in the chat while the stream is on and stuff like that, stay engaged with them. Have, you know, meetings, have regular email and Discord updates, you know, send messages back and forth about things that are going on in the community and just keep each other up to date and empower them to engage in the chat regularly and initiate conversations when things get quiet. Like, really give them space to moderate. Number three, establish rules so that they know your expectations. So if you kind of just say, okay, moderate, and send them on their way, and they start banning people, and you're like, whoa, what did that person do? Like, why did you ban them? There was no set expectation. So make sure that you lay a groundwork. Make sure that you say, this is how I would appreciate things to be run. You know, if somebody says these certain things, it's an instant timeout or an instant ban. Whatever your expectations are, make sure that your moderators know those expectations as well, because they'll be more successful helping you if they know what you want to be helped with. Make sure to help them know when they are meeting those expectations. Praise them, give them a pat on the back. Let them know when you think that they're being fair, gracious, and impartial, and fair but tough when needed. Number four, the note I made was to give them training and encouragement to grow with wisdom and discretion, to learn how to be a better moderator. You could start by sending them this episode of this podcast. You can maybe sign them up for some sort of a course, or find other videos and things online, other tools and resources that you can send them, and keep helping them to improve so that they can help you. If you think that you can kind of set it and forget it with your mods, then I would expect things not to go well. I'd bet that you'd be wrong, that, you know, you think that things will go well if you just leave them to their own devices and don't communicate effectively. So I think that as a streamer, you need to reach out and communicate with them and clarify things. And as a moderator and a streamer, just be humble and accept suggestions and criticism with grace. It will help you to grow together in your relationship, your streamer-moderator relationship, and just help things to grow and work better along the way. So I thank you for listening. This was a great episode, Ninja, and I look forward to sending it to some people in my community that I'd like to have moderate my streams. So I appreciate it myself, and I hope that all you guys out there learned something from it and got something out of it, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider subscribing to this podcast. If you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday, starting at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. I also invite you to join me, the Born Again Gamer, on Twitch, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to learn more and support Christian Ninja to keep this ministry going, visit his website at christian.ninja. That's xtian.ninja, N-I-N-J-A. No www, no .com. All links are in the show notes.